On this episode, how mindful edging can help us change patterns in our life.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for being here. Let's talk about mindful edging and how it can help us change and upgrade patterns in our life. First of all, very quick foundation, what I mean by mindful edging, because I know a lot of you guys have found the show recently. When I say mindful edging, what I mean is masturbating with no screen of any kind. So not only no hardcore porn, whatever, no Instagram, no nothing else, no screens. Put down the screens. As soon as you have any kind of screen in front of you, it is completely changing the experience, and it is very much putting up a barrier between you and being able to dive deeper within yourself. So no screens. As often as possible, coming back to an awareness of what's happening in your body. You're going to have some fantasy and stuff like that. Your mind's going to go down those kind of paths. And especially on the superficial kind of fantasy, meaning some porn star, some girl you saw on Instagram, maybe just some visuals of some past girlfriend or something like that. That kind of visual fantasy and superficial fantasy, as often as possible, letting that go, coming back to your body. It's not going to be 100% kind of thing. There's no need to expect yourself to be perfect in this regard. But when you realize that you're caught up in that, come back to your body. And finally, the third component of mindful edging, no screens, coming back to an awareness of within yourself, and that being the focus. The third component is not ejaculating as often as possible. Now, it's definitely not going to be never, and practicing some acceptance and looking at the long game. We don't need to get hung up on streaks or any kind of, there's no need to be real hardcore about any of that kind of stuff. What we do need to recognize is that energetically, the more often we can engage with sexual energy and get that charge and retain and not release that energy, the more we're going to build it, the more we're going to be able to harness it to do awesome stuff in our life. Speaking of doing awesome stuff in our life, let's talk about how we can use and harness mindful edging to help us change patterns in our life. All of the patterns in our life. So we are very much habitual creatures. We are creatures of habit. We repeat the same patterns over and over and over and over again for sometimes a very, very long time. Some of those patterns are day-to-day physical habits, meaning think about the way you brush your teeth, the way you tie your shoes, the fact that you do brush your teeth, all of these sort of physical things. Other physical habits like what you're eating, drinking, how you're moving your body, all those kind of physical habits, those are all patterns. We also have emotional patterns. These are big ones. We have emotional patterns within ourselves in terms of how we view ourselves, how we view our place in the world, how we view our potential, how we view our strengths, our weaknesses, all of that. Those often are founded on patterns of emotions and belief. And then we have emotional patterns also in relationships and dealing with other people, both intimate relationships and also any other kind of human interaction. We have patterns there, and largely upgrading and expanding our life, building our power so we can create more in the world, largely comes down to upgrading our patterns, because we're always going to be a creature of habit. We're always going to be living based on patterns. We're not trying to move away from that as a fundamental thing. What we do need to do is upgrade our patterns. So here's how mindful edging can help with that. Our patterns at their root are emotional. So even the physical things, they're emotional. They have an emotional foundation. So especially if you think about things like physical movement, like food and drugs and alcohol and things like that, at the root of all of those kind of habits, good or bad, are emotions. Emotions are the root of our habits, because emotions in a lot of ways are a fundamental part of our identity. Emotions live in our body, and we have this process where the emotion lives in our body, and it generates from a physiological chemical standpoint, it generates certain chemicals that generate related thoughts. And as we engage with those thoughts, it strengthens the cycle and we repeat the cycle. And that engaging with those thoughts feeds energy back down into the emotions. So all of our patterns are at their core, emotional patterns. Here's how mindful edging can help with that. The way that we change emotional patterns is we tune into and we align with empowered emotions and higher vibration emotions on a regular basis. Instead of aligning with a particular low vibration emotion that keeps us repeating a certain kind of habit, either a physical habit or just an emotional, mental, inner world kind of habit, the way that we move out of that is we start to align with the higher vibration emotion and empowered emotion, and we align with that on a regular basis. And we align with it in a general kind of sense, where the more that we align with empowered emotions, the more it kind of washes away some of those lower vibration emotions. And then we also align with very specific things, meaning if an emotion that is at the root of your being is, for example, an emotion around not being very confident. As you align with an emotion of confidence, and when I say an emotion, it's like a literal physical thing. I don't mean thinking about being confident. If you're feeling confident, if I asked you at a particular time and you said, yeah, I'm feeling really confident right now, it wouldn't be because of what's happening in your head. Yeah, that'd be kind of part of it, but at the root, all of these things, we feel them. So if we want to shift from not feeling confident to feeling confident, we're shifting a physical feeling and emotion in our body. So as we tune into empowered, enlightened emotions as often as possible, it's going to help wash away some of those lower vibration emotions. And then we do that very specifically. We can transmute an emotion of not being confident into an emotion of being confident by feeling what that feels like in our body. It's such a crucial aspect. You probably have tried to think your way to this stuff. You tried to think your way to being more confident. You've tried to think your way to being more disciplined. How has it worked so far? Feeling is so much more powerful. It's so much more powerful, you guys. It is the foundation of all of it. So as we're edging, as we're tuning into any kind of enlivened sexual charge, sexuality is an emotion. The emotion of sex, that's an emotion. So as you feel that in your body, the more you tune into that, the more it's already in a general sense kind of washing away some of those lower vibration emotions, as long as you're retaining most of the time. Because we know very well that if you're releasing, what happens is you get this temporary sort of washing away of those emotions, but then that ends and you release all that energy and you're back in those patterns, and often you're actually more stuck in them. You feel even worse. As we retain that energy, we tune into that higher vibration emotion and we retain it, so it stays with us and it helps lift us out of those lower vibration emotions. And then we can do it very specifically. So as you're edging, feel into those empowered, enlightened, higher vibration emotions that you really desire. Whether it's confidence, it's feeling worthy of love, it's feeling abundance in the world, it's whatever it is, as you're edging, tune into that. As you get in this higher emotional state, again, sex is an emotion, as you get into that and your body feels that charge, shift it. It's much easier to shift from an empowered emotion, like a heightened, mindful sex emotion. It's much easier to shift from that to an enlightened and higher vibration emotion, like feeling really confident, feeling abundance, feeling creative, feeling strong, whatever it is. It's much easier to sort of shift to the side than it is to come out of that lower vibration emotion. So if we take the sexuality out of the picture and we just think, okay, I'm gonna try to come from this lower vibration emotion and raise those, it's absolutely doable, but it's harder. It is harder. When we can harness sexuality to come out of that lower vibrational state, we harness a higher vibrational state, and then we can apply it to the specific thing. This is something I do on a regular basis in my edging practice. As I get in those energized, higher arousal kind of states, which are very deep and internal. It is absolutely a meditative kind of process. As I get into those states, I start to blend those with the emotions that I want to draw into my life, the emotions that I want to amplify in my life, the patterns that I want to amplify in my life, because that's really what it is. If we're living from a pattern of being confident, if we're living from a pattern of being worthy, of being excited, of being grateful, when we're living in those kind of patterns, we draw in the things that align with those patterns. That's how we can use mindful edging to significantly shift our patterns, is we shift our emotions, we shift our energy. Remember that even a very physical thing, for example, something like drugs or alcohol or not moving, sitting around, not exercising when you know you should exercise, at the root of that, it's emotional stuff. So you can use the emotion of sex to dive into that world and to raise the vibration of those patterns. I've done this myself in so many layers of life. I've seen clients and friends do it over and over again. I know many men right now that on a regular basis are using and harnessing their mindful edging practice to help them raise lower vibration emotions to higher vibration emotions, to step into new patterns, new emotional patterns, which lead to new patterns of behavior and relationships and our day-to-day actions, all that stuff. Recognize that sex energy, the emotion of sex, is a very powerful tool. Very powerful tool to help you change all of your emotional patterns. And those are all basically what are running your life. Our emotions run our life, especially as men. We often think that we try to like kind of brush that aside. That's bullshit. Emotions run our life. Upgrade your emotional world. You will upgrade your life. You will upgrade the way that you show up for other people. Go deeper. That's really where this work is. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate you guys. By the way, I'm in Southern California. On the eastern side of Southern California, you've got some Joshua trees in the background on the road still, and probably going to be on the road a lot in the coming weeks, on the road again. Thank you for being here with me. I appreciate you guys. Have an amazing rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon.